And could you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I went first. My brother was crippled, and he couldn't. He was 7 years old, and of course he couldn't. He was in a cast, and he was, you know, he couldn't walk. So they, he couldn't go to school, and he was 7 years old and hadn't started. So finally, there were some sisters. There was down at the in Isleta. And they had come from Europe, I think, and they opened a school down there, and so they said they would take him, and they'd feed him, you know, at noon. They'd take him around from room to room as he needed to go, and so, but so my parents sent me with him, and so as soon but and so he we stayed there, and then my sister, who's 4 years younger, started there, but she didn't go very long, because as soon as my brother was able to walk, he left and went to the public school. And which was in Isleta, and there was a public school there then, and a grade school. I guess it's still there. You know, I don't go down there very much. Do you go down?
No, I don't.
And but
no,
I think it's still.
All.
I think it's still in the, right in Isleta.
Well, my mom went to Isleta High School, but I never go down to that part of town.
No, I don't either. And even living here, you know, we very seldom go down there. And I went to Isleta High School, too. And your mother did, too?
Yeah.
I thought she lived on the west side.
No, they grew up in the lower valley.
They did? And, but I'm older than she is.
Yeah.
And how old is your mom?
Oh, she's about 51 or 52.
Yeah, see, she's about the age of...
Well, she was born in 47.
Yeah, because it's
your about 52. Yeah.
Because it's your grandmother, who, who's that I remember. Yeah, yeah, I don't know your mother. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my grandmother is about 74, I guess.
Because 74. I remember her at St. Christopher's. And your grandfather, because I think that was sort of at the time that we were See, we weren't.
I think I was baptized at St. Christopher's.
I think our
Dr. Rice.
I think our kids all were too. I can't remember. Yeah, I think even Jeff, our youngest, was baptized there. He's 50. He's 50.
Was your family always Episcopalian?
No, my father was Christian, and my mother didn't go to church at all. She didn't. I never saw her go to church all the time that she was growing up. But I think she might have been Catholic. I don't know if she ever was Catholic really. Because she never went to church for some reason, but my father was neither one of them went to church. I was the only one, you know, who started going on my own, and even my brother and.
Would you like to get that? Or?
I was wondering. I thought my husband was going to get.
Oh, he's
going
get
to get it.
Yeah. Okay. Now what? And you went to the university for college, or?
No, I didn't go, and because. At that, I was going, and I told you my father had a baby, and he put me to work as soon as I graduated from high school. He put me to work running his office, and I was just 16 years old, and he put me to work there, and I was going in September. I had already made all my plans to go in September, and that was during the Depression, and his bakery closed.
Oh, no.
And so, boy, we were just, you know, my father had to start working. He was 55 years old. He had to go to work all over again. And, you know, his bakery was doing well, but he had lent money to a friend of his at the bank. And he hadn't actually lent money to him. He had signed a note, signed a note with his friend at the bank, and the bank, the friend took the money out, you know, from the bank, never repaid a penny. So then, you know, you don't hear about cases like that now. I think people are protected against things like that. I hope.
You would hope, but you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
That could probably still happen.
But
oh, that's terrible.
And you know, my father's business was improving. This was during the Depression. He was really, he hadn't gotten the Safeway account.